What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday, April 21st, 2011. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Matt's in the control room answering the phone. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. The lines are open and ready for you to call in and yell and scream and talk about whatever you want to talk about today. Little announcement here at the top of the show. The website ratings for alternative news websites have come out for April. And What Really Happened was number 18 on the list, which is great. It proves that sending checks to those judges is going to pay off here, because we're climbing up the numbers and we're getting higher and higher there every day. And we're up against some websites, you know, with like a lot of funding and a lot of corporate sponsorship. And so I think for a little spit and baling wire operation that we've got running out here, we're doing very well, and we're very, very pleased about this. And no, we didn't really bribe anybody. We don't actually spend a lot of time, you know, campaigning for this sort of thing. So it's all that much nicer when it does come along and they say, hey, we think you're, you know, we noticed you out there. Now, something else that is trying to escape notice, we have a whole bunch of senators from the United States who are heading over to China. Right. And in fact, they're in China right now. They're over the Passover Easter break. They're kind of, it looks like they're trying to avoid being noticed there. It's led by Majority Leader Harry Reid, and nobody's saying what it's about or where they're going or why they're there. And obviously speculation is rampant that they're currently on their knees in front of the Chinese government saying, please loan us some more money. Japan can't buy our debt because they had the quake and the reactor meltdown and the tsunami and everything. And you're our last hope. You got to loan us some money there. You know, and that might be one thing. The other thing they might be doing is saying, look, if you get in the way of our invading Libya, then we're not going to pay you back the money we already owe you, and you're really going to be kind of messed up about that. So they're over there planning something. And it's obviously going to involve money. And this push to a, you know, new global war, because at some point, the United States' continued imperial domination of the world's remaining oil fields, because we can't actually buy it anymore, we just have to take it at the point of a bayonet, at some point it is going to run us up against the strategic necessities of Russia and China, and that's when this world war is really going to get colorful, to put it delicately here. And, you know, we ended World War II with nuclear weapons. We're probably going to really crank up World War III with nuclear weapons. I think future historians are going to look back at this time in history and say that we were already well on the path to World War III at this point. I'm still hoping we can convince these money junkies in government to call it all off. But they do seem to really feel their own personal fortunes and bank accounts are going to be swollen. Because they've got this magic box, you see, and what it is they drain all the blood from your children, and they pour it in this magic box, and out the bottom of this magic box comes gold, and they pile it up on the floor of their living room, and they roll around on it naked, and they have orgasms, and think that's the way the world is supposed to be. So there's some kind of big confab going on between the U.S. senators and the Chinese, and again, they're trying to keep the lid on this. They're doing it over the Passover Easter holiday in the hope that you won't notice, you know, because back here on the mainland, everybody's screaming over whether these things are Easter eggs or spring spheres. We'll be talking about that little pseudo-controversy here a little bit later in the show. Meanwhile, of course, over there in Libya, we're continuing to see NATO's mission creep. Remember the good old days a week ago when we were just going to kind of sort of poke in there to keep Gaddafi and his people from killing each other. And now, of course, we've got troops on the ground. We're dropping depleted uranium munitions all over the place. We're bombing the crud out of the place. And Obama and the U.S. Congress are still trying to find some way they can say this isn't really a war. But, you know, when you're on the ground in Libya and you're seeing those depleted uranium slugs rip into your children, it sure looks like a war from that point of view. And I don't think we can blame the Libyan people for saying, you know, why are you invading us? You know, didn't Iraq satisfy you? Isn't Afghanistan pleasing you? You got to come on over and start doing mayhem all over the Libyan people. Of course, they have oil. We must have oil. Therefore, you know, we have a God-given right to go and take the oil from those people who have it. It's not our fault God put you over our oil. or whatever the logic is going to be. Estrogen, but it is. It's all about oil and money and wealth and all these other things.
A phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the ongoing wars, the push into World War III. The United States has now decided to fast-track the process by which those immigrants wishing to become American citizens can do so simply by joining the Army. And they're fast-tracking to the point where they will be U.S. citizens before they're even out of boot camp. And it's, you know, it's obviously, it's a desperation ploy to try and lure more people to the United States to fight in America's army as they go out and conquer the rest of the world. Because they're, even with this economic depression driving people to the edge of starvation and amounting to an economic draft by starving people until they volunteer for the army, they're not filling the ranks fast enough to handle a two-front war on two continents. And they're coming up short on a lot of personnel. And so they're basically going to hand out the keys to the immigration office to anybody who's willing to put on the uniform. And we know that people who join the Army for that reason, to become a citizen, are not going to be effective fighters. They're not going to go out there and actually try and do the job. They're basically going to sit and say, hey, I'm a citizen now. You know, and they'll keep their head down and do their time, and they come out and they're a U.S. citizen. They may be very ugly, very rudely surprised to find out that the United States is not what they were hearing it was in their country of origin. We're going through that with this neighbor we have that came over here from Germany, and the United States turned out not to be at all like what the stories of the United States are in, you know, that they get in these foreign countries, and they're getting ready to leave. They're going to go back to Germany. The United States that they actually experience is absolutely, absolutely, you know, vastly different, vastly deteriorated from the image that is portrayed of America in other countries, certainly in the corporate American media, so forth and so on. Now, obviously, we're in Libya for oil. It's the reason we went into Iraq. We were talking yesterday about how more and more documents have surfaced that the run-up to the war in Iraq was all about oil companies coming to the government and saying, we need cheap access to oil, and we need this, and we need that. And Dick Cheney's secret energy task force was playing with all of these oil maps and about Iraq and how we're going to go in there and exploit the oil fields. And now, of course, the United States is going into Libya. Their oil infrastructure is absolutely in tatters. Saudi Arabia, contrary to expectations that they would increase exports to cover the shortfall from the Libyan invasion, have not only not increased their exports, they've actually shut the valve down, saying the market is glutted. You know, and now we're hearing that Sinopec in China, because of the shortages they're experiencing because of the invasions of Libya and so forth and so on, they're cutting exports. Now, Sinopec does not export to the United States of America, but it's going to increase the shortages of oil in the global marketplace, and that is going to drive gas prices up even higher. And all of this tracks back to the United States of America, which first of all allowed Wall Street to crash the economy of pretty much the entire globe with this mortgage-backed security fraud, get everybody shoved as hard as possible onto that barbed hook called the International Monetary Fund. And now, in order to deal with its own energy shortfall and the fact that we don't actually make anything anymore that anybody wants to buy that we can earn money with to purchase oil supplies, has gone on this campaign of constant invasions. You know, there's this strange irony in the universe that every country that has oil underneath it breeds terrorists. We've got to go get the terrorists. Oh, what an amazing coincidence. There's oil underneath here. Let's sink a well. All right, we got a caller on the line, Peter from California. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Just responding to your little message on boot camp and citizenship.
Yeah.
And you know, remember the Romans in the final throes of the empire? Their army was made up of, you know, foreigners. You know, they called them barbarians, but foreigners. Who, in the end, as you say, did not fight. But what they are able to do is turn on the people of the United States, turn their guns with very little remorse, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's definitely an absolute fact we need to be aware of. The U.S. government is already aware that in the event of martial law in the United States of America, they cannot count on soldiers born and raised in the United States of America to shoot their fellow Americans. And so you're absolutely right. This is a good way to load up the American army with a bunch of foreign people who would obey orders to shoot and kill Americans. You know, in a very roundabout way, this is exactly the same thing that Charles I, the deal he was making with Scotland against his own people in England, for which the British people beheaded Charles I. And he deserved it. Bastard had it coming. And now, in this context, the U.S. government is getting ready to do exactly the same thing. Make bargains with foreign governments against the interests of the American people. Not that they haven't already been doing that with Israel all these years, but you're absolutely correct. This represents a threat and a danger to the American people.
Because they're building an
army that will, in fact, be perfectly willing to kill American citizens on command of the government.
They can't sustain the empire, Mike, with a draft. They know that would be the end of it all.
The instant they do a real, genuine draft, the American people are just going to absolutely... I still don't know why the American people have not reached their breaking point yet. And I understand we are a very tolerant and forgiving people, by and large, but I'm just utterly amazed that we have not gone Cairo on this government to this stage yet. I'm still wondering if they're putting tranquilizers in the city water.
You know, everybody that I know, from the most educated, I have quite a few, you know, very highly educated friends, to the not so educated, is completely aware of the corruption, the unfairness, and and you can't fight City Hall, and the whole thing is rigged against you, and everybody's aware of it. Everybody knows you can't trust a word the government says. Everybody is.
Yeah.
I just wonder how long it will take before we...
Where is the anger? That's the... Where is the anger? Now, we do know that scientists have detected trace quantities of tranquilizers and that kind of medication in city water. The explanation is that it's pharmaceuticals being given to the population. You know, we're a heavily drug society already through the Orthodox medical establishment. And people will basically, you know, their bodies will excrete into the toilet whatever they have not metabolized. And then it goes through the water treatment plant, and it's not removed, and it comes out our tap water. So if half the neighborhood is on prescription Valium, then everybody in the neighborhood is getting it in some dosage. And I'm just wondering where that anger is. Now, we're very lucky here in Hawaii. We do not have fluoride in our water. It was taken out some years ago with the growing awareness that it causes far more harm than good. And fluoride is a mild tranquilizer. And just to give you an indicator of how close we are to a revolution, my wife and I were out at yard sales this last weekend. Pardon me, and we stopped at this home, had a yard sale, and they had a bunch of old ammo boxes that they were selling, you know, for putting tools and stuff in. And I'm looking at them and saying, darn, they're empty. And they say, why, do you need ammunition? I said, yeah, I think we're going to have to shoot this government. And everybody there said yes and cheered.
Whoa.
So, I mean, you know, it's now out there. It is suitable for polite company to talk about basically tarring, feathering this government.
Well, it is amongst my friends as well.
Yeah,
you know, I wonder what the spark will be. Be it food.
Well,
diet.
Let me clarify here. I am still convinced that if we keep patient, that the U.S. government is going to collapse the way the USSR did, and we can avoid a huge amount of bloodshed. I do know if we leave this government in power, there's going to be a lot of bloodshed. Because, you know, as was the case in 1907 and 1929, the government is seeing a new world war as their only way out of this fiscal hole they dug for themselves with their recklessness and corruption.
Well, you know, with the Chinese pulling out of oil and oil about to hugely spike and currency tanking and everybody fleeing the dollar as fast as they can get away, it can't last much longer.
Well, you know what's interesting when you talk about this situation where Saudi Arabia is shutting down their oil is affecting global oil prices, and now China canceling export. And we have here in the United States of America and Canada, auto factories are shutting down because they can't get parts from Japan. And I think maybe this underscores what I was saying last week on this show. This push towards centralization and globalization is a wrong path. We're so dependent on other parts of the planet that when there's a disaster in one part of the planet, it takes us all down. And we're seeing that exactly. Oil disrupted in Saudi Arabia, everybody suffers. China cuts their export, everybody suffers. It's this huge chain of dominoes where one incident just kicks off this chain reaction of events. Japan has a huge earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear meltdown. They've lost 21% of, I think, 21% of their electrical generating capacity. I think they got some of it back. But their factories that make parts for Toyotas and so forth have had to shut down. And as a result, American car companies dependent on those parts from Japan have shut down. If this does not tell us that centralization and globalization is a dangerous road for humanity to be on, I don't know what's going to do it. And I think we need to rethink globalism. We need to rethink centralization. It has made us hostages to everybody's giant central factory or power center or financial center. And I know it's wonderful for the money junkies who want to stand on top of those pyramids they've built and scream, I'm the king of the world, or at least I'm the king of rearview mirrors for Toyotas. But obviously, for the health of the world as a whole, we have gone in a completely wrong direction.
Amen.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, well, we're coming. All right, thanks a lot, Peter. We're going to let you go. We're coming down to the end of this segment here, and we're going to take a couple of breaks, a couple of moments for commercials here. Studio line is still open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. When we get back, we're going to be talking about British Petroleum, the Gulf of Mexico. Yes, there's still news coming out of Fukushima. We're going to be getting to that. And the Apple iPhone spy controversy. We'll be right back.
you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got a caller on the line, Al from Australia. G'day, mate. How are things going on down there?
I'm actually a Canadian living in Australia, so I don't do the accent very well, Mike.
Well, tell us about what's going on down there in Auslan.
Well, look, things here are great. We're just a bit disconnected from the rest of the world, but we're the...
I loved it down in Australia. Many years ago, I worked briefly in Sydney, North Sydney, and Crow's Nest, and I absolutely loved it. I was actually invited to stay down there and become a citizen, and there have been a lot of times when I regretted not saying yes to that. You know, coulda, shoulda, woulda, anything. Anyway, please continue. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. Well, we're the whip of the tail, and we're the end of the fallout zone at the moment. I keep thinking of Neville Shoots on the Beach while I'm here from the other side of the world, too.
Yeah,
but... I did some arithmetic on a spreadsheet the other day, and I was going to share it with you and ask for your comments. Fukushima generates a total of 4.96 gigawatts. I confirmed. I thought, okay, what happens if you converted that to diesel, and just diesel, good old traditional diesel, and you decentralize the power? Now, let's say you used standard 5.6 megawatt diesel units by Caterpillar. They're not the biggest available, but they're kind of an off-the-shelf, if you can talk about an off-the-shelf unit that size. They're about $4 million a piece, okay? Now, Fukushima has 860 acres it sits on. To just outright raw make the conversion to diesel would require 886 diesels. So, so much for nuclear being such a dense source of power. The other thing that people don't realize is...
You're forgetting the fuel tanks.
Well, of course, yes, and I'm making some assumptions here that are a bit broad. And the other thing people don't realize here is that just to deliver nuclear power takes an unbearable huge amount of other fuels, fossil fuels, diesels, and so on. But here's the thought. Let's say that you followed your logic, and you took an area like that, and of course I'm talking in la-la land, but it's just the numbers are really interesting, and you provided about 200 nests of big diesels all over the city area that were to be serviced by Fukushima. First of all, you wouldn't need that many diesels because you don't have all the losses from the transmission grid. Secondly,
yeah, that's a huge amount of loss there.
Huge loss. Secondly, the other issue is that it's very difficult to take a bit of power offline in a nuke plant or even a coal plant because these are such big units. Whereas a diesel, you can just shut two-thirds of them off on a quiet day and bring them up as you need them.
Yes.
Now, the other thing is that I've never, ever seen 20,000 years of long-term environmental damage done by a dead diesel.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point there.
And, when you're finished, you melt them down.
Yeah. No, absolutely, you're right there. I mean, all the selling points for nuclear power, that it's clean, environmentally friendly, and economically advantageous, are completely destroyed by Three Mile Island, Chernobyl, and Fukushima. The reality is it's very costly. We're never going to be rid of all these toxic after effects. And the plutonium, I think, 237 has a 24,000-year half-life. I mean, it's just absolutely absurd. The reason nuclear fission was sold to the world is it allows the involved governments to persist in developing atomic bombs. If you didn't have a peaceful application for all this very expensive technology, people would say, knock it off. We're not going to spend our taxes on making bombs to make the rubble bounce in World War V. You know, there's no reason to go in that direction. So we're sold all this R&D for nuclear weapons by saying, oh, no, we're gonna take this bomb and we're going to turn it into something that allows you to charge your iPod in your home. And I think more and more people are waking up to that. We've got these anti-nuclear riots in India just went violent. There's a huge fight up in Vermont over a nuclear power plant that is at the end of its life cycle, and the owners are trying to convince the NRC to allow them to run this reactor past the end of its design life cycle, and of course the Vermonters are saying heck no. And again, this all gets back to the situation of the $27 trillion the U.S. government has basically taken from the American people and poured all over Wall Street to square away this mortgage-backed security fraud. If we had taken that money and instead put it into research into alternative energy, we'd have more efficient solar cells, we'd have wind power for $14 trillion, which is what I think the mortgage-backed security has cost Americans. We could have put a thorium cycle reactor, which is a lot safer than this current General Electric design. We could have put a thorium reactor in 130 of America's largest cities, but
we didn't do that.
You know, we took that $14 trillion and we just gave it to Wall Street and said, here, keep yourselves out of jail because we love you. And the money is now gone. It's vanished into that giant pyramid scheme called the International Monetary Fund. And you know, somebody sent me a statistic. Apparently, the bookkeeping debt for planet Earth is now $47 trillion. Now, this money never existed. This is just this what you get with this mathematics called compound interest. And the money never really existed, and it doesn't exist now. And it's obvious at this point. It cannot be paid back, you know, unless we're going to go conquer Mars or something like that.
Yeah. Well, this is the problem that the whole weight of itself will have to bring it down. My concern with all of this centralized everything, and I just keep shouting amen every time you talk about decentralizing, is that centralization produces vulnerability. And as you've noted so well, that centralization economically has produced this horrendous vulnerability where one huge scam, the mortgage scam, starts to tip, and next thing you know, the crash is incredible. And I think
you're absolutely right there. Al, we got to let you go. Take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about, all kinds of things. And I want to move on here now to the Gulf oil disaster because yesterday was the anniversary of the explosion of the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig. And then, of course, last July, Barack Obama issued an imperial edict. The crisis is over. Which, of course, came as a shock to all those cleanup workers and fishermen in the Gulf of Mexico who are still dealing with all the serious medical problems and economic devastation. But if the president says it, it must be true. You know, if you call the president a liar, the terrorists will win. Now, British Petroleum may have felt, a moment of hurrah after Fukushima because they were off the hook for the world's greatest environmental disaster. But that huzzah was rather short-lived because the disaster in the Pacific has actually brought renewed attention to the disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. The common linkage, of course, being seafood and its important contribution to feeding the population of planet Earth. So the finger pointing is well and truly underway, and British Petroleum is now trying to move the blame for its own policies and handling of the oil disaster back onto Transocean. British Petroleum is suing them for $40 billion in damages, saying, well, it's your fault. You messed it up. And ultimately, we expect corporations to take shortcuts. We expect the money junkies to spend money on bonuses and Bugattis and expensive wristwatches and $150 hamburgers rather than buy the necessary required safety equipment. We expect the government of the United States that takes so much from us in taxes every year, to be looking out for the welfare of ordinary people by enforcing the existing safety regulations. I remember after this thing blew up last year and Obama's down there on the beach, you know, looking serious and saying, we must have new regulations to prevent this. And the truth is that he didn't want you to remember there were regulations. They were not being enforced because the government agency, the Minerals Management Service, that is supposed to be keeping the drilling of oil wells safe, was looking the other way, just like the Securities and Exchange Commission ignored Bernie Madoff with the loot for 12 years while he screwed his investors for $65 billion. There are regulations. The government was asleep at the switch. Or in the case of Glass-Steagall, the government itself took out the regulations to protect investors. And, of course, as soon as they did that, Wall Street went on this mortgage-backed security binge. Now the Congress is considering reinstating Glass-Steagall and saying, see, we're taking care of the problem. Actually, no, what you should have done is not tampered with it before. And this is why I don't have any, you know, I don't get excited when the government says, we're going to pass new laws to see that this does not happen. All it's going to take is a couple of bribes and some campaign contributions down the road, and Congress will rescind those same regulations. They're not carved in stone. The government will take those regulations and throw them away the next time the money junkies say, ooh, I could make a lot more money and share it with you if this regulation was taken out. So that's the problem there. I mean, even the laws that we have in the Constitution, the government's ignoring them. So anyway, the finger pointing is just well and truly underway. British Petroleum wants to put the blame on this whole thing down on Transocean. And I'm not saying Transocean is innocent. They aren't. But Transocean wasn't doing anything that British Petroleum wasn't telling them to do, to cut corners, to save money. And behind all of it was Obama's need for these ultra-deep oil wells in the Gulf of Mexico to be brought into production as quickly as possible in order to cover the expected shortfall in oil production once the invasion of Iran begins. And that may be a real big reason why this invasion of Libya is taking place, because the United States and its cronies, leading us all into World War III, are going to use Libya's oil to cover the shortfall when they attack Iran. Why are they attacking Iran? Because Israel said to. Because those gosh darn Muslims are a threat to world peace. Even though Iran hasn't really invaded anybody since they became an Islamic state. Evidence has surfaced that exposure to pesticides by pregnant women will result in children with a much lower IQ. So I hope you will join me in demanding that they stop spraying pesticides on Washington, D.C. All right, now we're going to talk about Japan and Fukushima. We are seeing an absolute attempt by the government of Japan to basically shut down all news coming out from any non-official sources inside Japan. The American media is basically doing a, well, that's last week's news. We're going to go on here. We've got all this other important things to talk about here. What's going on is TEPCO is now confirming that the meltdown in Reactor 1 is ongoing and continuing. It is still melting down. There's still uncontrolled fission going on. The direct quote is, molten fuel accumulates like lava. In other words, there is so much fission going on inside this reactor that it's continuing to melt, and the fuel is continuing to collect in the bottom of the pressure vessel. If I recall correctly from the technical readouts from Fukushima, Reactor 1 is the only one still showing any kind of internal pressure in the reactor pressure vessel itself. But if it burns through, you know, that, well, you know, China syndrome or Japan syndrome in this case here. Now, around the world, not just me, not just what really happened, not just Republic Broadcasting, but around the world, nuclear experts are expressing their concern over the fact that Japan has shut off the news coming from Fukushima. All we're getting are TEPCO's pronouncements and Japan's pronouncements, and there is little, virtually no information coming out anymore. They've drawn this huge silicon curtain across what's really going on in the ground. Now, that doesn't mean we're not getting information. We're just having to get it secondhand and figure out what's going on inside Fukushima by ourselves here. Now, the FDA may have announced up there in Alaska that they don't feel a need to test for radiation because Miss Cleo and the Ouija board told them that everything is going to be well. But a lot of private people are continuing to do their own testing, and we're finding record levels The levels are still going up. Record levels of iodine-131 in raw milk from San Francisco, cesium-134 in Northern California top soil, 250% over the level of the previous test. A University of California, Berkeley, finding cesium-137 in store-bought milk in the stores from the San Francisco Bay Area. We are finding traces of Japan radiation in food all across North America. And the FDA continues to say, radiation is good for you. And Ann Coulter saying, radiation, little radiation won't hurt you. And I want to talk about that because I'm still getting emails from people saying, oh, yes, we've got proof radiation is good for you. What happened is they went back to the studies of radiation and health from the height of the Cold War in the 1950s. And all of these studies were ordered after this one really botched nuclear test in Nevada resulted in the worst contamination of Americans from a nuclear test in history. This is the one where they made us stay inside the hallway of our school in New Hampshire. I think the test was called Sedan. And so they had all these studies that were afterwards. And the study showed as radiation increases, so do radiation-related diseases. Well, they took that same data and they ran it through a new statistical model, probably the same one they used to prove that three hard winters is signs of global warming. And they came out with a new bunch of numbers that said, trust us, a little radiation is actually going to be good for you. And nobody's buying it. Nobody should buy it. This is the government that lied to us about Saddam's nuclear weapons. And we're seeing this from all around the world, not just in the United States of America. Every place that people are setting up their own citizens' monitoring equipment, and all these college physics students, and they're getting the equipment, and they're setting up radiation monitors in their home. And they're saying it's because we cannot trust the American government or even the Japanese government to tell us what's going on. Atomic Testing Museum. We don't trust the government. That's what's going on. And that's absolutely true. We cannot trust this government. The government is out to protect the nuclear power technology industry. They're out to protect commercial fishing. They're out to protect the stock price of General Electric. They're out to protect General Electric itself. And the health and safety of the American people is the absolute lowest priority. How do we know that? This government is perfectly willing to send millions of you to die to conquer an oil field. Does that sound like a government that really gives a darn about you and your health and your children? This is the same government that continually authorizes the use of depleted uranium munitions in war zones, including right now in Libya, knowing that it results in hideous birth defects in the next generation of children, the children of Fallujah, the children of our returned Desert Storm veterans, born with hideous birth defects. And the money junkies don't care. They can make more money selling these people something to take care of their deformed children. Oh, it's so terrible your child was born with an extra arm coming out of his forehead. We have a product for that. And it's only going to cost you, you know, $1,900 a month for the rest of his life. So, now this morning we had another magnitude 6.1 earthquake off the coast of Honshu. And yes, magnitude 6, they're having a lot of those. This one, though, was very close to the area of Ikigari, which is the site of this second radiation release, apart from Fukushima, that nobody seems to want to talk about. And we're still not sure whether the radiation release was from the Tokai 2 nuclear reactor at that power station, which was admitted to have lost one of two primary cooling systems when it went down during the quake, or the nearby nuclear fuel processing plant, which has got all kinds of really nasty stuff in there. So they got a good rattle and shakedown again earlier today. And from past experience up at Fukushima, every time there's another one of these shakes, all the nuclear debris settles down a little lower into its little cavities and starts fissioning all that much harder. So we're waiting to see what comes out of there. The water being poured into the sea off of Fukushima is 20,000 times over the safe limit. Despite the comment about how they're trying to pump out the flooded subterranean tunnels of the reactors into a holding tank for processing, the reality is they're still having to release something like 520 tons of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. And even here in Hawaii, we're still getting the company point of view. Oh, the radiation, it'll be diluted. Look how big the ocean is and how little tiny that reactor is, and it's just going to be all diluted and it'll never, ever, ever possibly hurt you. And the problem isn't the water. The problem is fish. Because the fish right off the coast of Japan are becoming contaminated, and fish swim, and fish follow the currents. And a contaminated fish is just as lethal 15,000 miles away from Fukushima as it is 1 mile from Fukushima. The worst nuclear accident during America's tests in the South Pacific was when fallout from Baker test in the Castle Bravo series contaminated several Japanese fishing boats. And because America didn't tell the Japanese what was going on, those boats went back to Japan, the fish were sold into the fish markets, and it triggered just this incredible epidemic of radiation-related illnesses among the Japanese people, who recognize radiation illnesses when they see it because they're the only country in history to have had nuclear weapons used on them. And so this continuing attempt to downplay this, it's not for your good. The U.S. government is downplaying Fukushima and trivializing it and minimizing it, not for your benefit, but for the benefit of private corporations, commercial fishing, General Electric. And, of course, to make it politically easier to eventually use nuclear weapons in this new world war. Because the United States is a country that, even with this little gag where they're taking immigrants and making them instant citizens before they put them in an American Army uniform, we still don't have the manufacturing to support the kind of materiel demands of a true world war. That means we cannot win such a world war conventionally. That means nuclear weapons are going to be inevitable from the U.S. point of view. And they're going to have to basically get the American people to say, yeah, let's nuke them. You know, good old nuclear bombs, atomic bombs, it'll be fun. What a fireworks show, we get to see a mushroom cloud for real. And if you have radiation illnesses sprouting up all around the Pacific Rim, including the west coast of the United States of America, you're going to have a population that's going to say, do we really want to be doing this to other people who never invaded us in the first place? Which is really what it comes down to. All these countries the United States government has gone into, Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, Somalia, now Libya, have any of those countries actually attacked us? No, they haven't. Since Iran became an Islamic state in 1979, they haven't invaded another country. Same interval of time, Israel has bombed Iraq, Syria, Lebanon. They've gone into Lebanon trying to get the Litani River into Gaza. They're in Gaza right now. White phosphorus again, all over the schools and homes. The United States constantly invading somebody. Grenada, Panama, Macedonia, Ivory Coast, all these places, all over the place. We don't even hear how many wars there are going on. We're all being told Iran is the threat to world peace. Iran is the only country that isn't a threat to world peace. We got to wake up and realize we're being led into an absolute, absolute disaster. But maybe the powers that be have decided that's their best course of action. The people of the world are waking up to the scam that is private central banking. We're waking up to the realization that global warming is a giant lie. We're seeing all these lies, you know, to basically serve corporations at the expense of the people. And we're getting angry with government. We're seeing revolutions against government start, and revolutions against the bankers started in Iceland. It's in Greece. It's all across Africa and the Middle East. And it's coming to the United States of America. And so maybe the money junkies are thinking, you know, it might just be better if we can trick them into murdering each other off so they don't unite and decide that the money junkies are the real enemy of humanity. That may be what's going on and why they're trying so hard to start more wars. We're getting indications of a possible false flag attack to come, to be blamed on Hezbollah in Lebanon in order to justify yet another Israeli invasion of Lebanon so that they can grab the Litani River for all the fresh water that's in there. And so we're getting indications they're getting ready to try that. Remember what Sun Tzu said in The Art of War. All war is based on deception. And what he means is when a money junkie that's in charge of a country decides that he wants to go and invade somebody else's country and take whatever they have that he wants, whether it's oil, water, gold, he's got to lie his own people into that invasion. Because we, ordinary human beings, don't like war. It's a lot of work, it's very dangerous, it's very poorly paid, and there's a good chance you're going to get killed. Why would we leave our home and hearth and family to go into another country? Unless the government lies to us and says, there's really no choice. If we don't get them, they'll get us. Adolf Hitler used that on the German people those gosh darn Polish people attack the radio station at Gliwice. If we don't invade them now, they're going to come in again and kill us. And it was a hoax, and it was a lie. Same thing that Bush did with the World Trade Towers. Those gosh darn Muslims knocked down the World Trade Towers. If we don't kill them all, they're going to come in and kill us. How many times do you have to have the same dirty trick played on you before you realize it is indeed a dirty trick, the dirtiest trick of all? There is no crime greater than when a government lies its people into a war of conquest for no other reason than the greed of the money junkies. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I've gotten a couple of emails from people who are trying to basically buy supplies they think they might need to deal with the potential for radioactive fallout here in the United States of America. Of course, we all know there's been a shortage of potassium iodide pills. That, thankfully, is starting to be corrected. We know that radiation, the manufacturers of these radiation meters and alarms are starting to meet the new demand there. But I got a couple of emails that are basically saying that it is impossible to find, impossible to purchase for Americans. It's impossible to purchase equipment for handling radioactive material, like radioactive proof gloves. And apparently, this is not exactly a law. It is rules from the FDA. The same FDA that is insisting they don't need to test Alaskan seafood for radiation is saying that it is against the rules for Americans to buy radiation handling equipment like gloves and stuff. Now, the official reason for this is because anybody who's handling radioactivity must be a terrorist building a dirty bomb. And it's just another indicator of how we're being told one thing by the government and they're doing something else. I am still waiting for them to try and revive that law in New York so that only people licensed by the government are allowed to own radiation meters. And I think at the point, if we continue to see these universities, like in California and all along the coastline, continuing to document an increasing level of fallout in this country, there's going to come a time where the U.S. government, just to protect its own credibility, has gone through the FDA and the EPA, is going to have to say it's illegal to have a radiation meter or it's illegal to publish that information, which they're doing in Japan now. Japanese citizens who had radiation meters were setting up these little ad hoc networks of radiation monitoring. They're being shut down by the government because people putting out accurate measurements of the radiation are contradicting the government's position and official policy and point of view. And they're literally bringing down censorship to keep people from finding out what's going on. And you know that's going to backfire. It's going to backfire because if you know that you're being lied to, that information is being hidden from, then you're free to imagine the absolute worst possible situation is out there. That lack of transparency, that lack of honesty feeds the fear. Anybody in government who thinks by simply shutting off the flow of information that people are going to calm down does not understand human nature at all. It is the fact that we are being lied to by the government and the media that makes this so terrifying to all of us. If the government says, well, yeah, it's this much radiation, and we know it's a reliable figure, and we can say, all right, well, we got to take precautions to look out for our health, and we have to avoid eating certain things. But when we find out, when the FDA is saying, we're not even going to test Alaskan seafood because we just know it's good for you, people are going, okay, wow, these crabs must be glowing in the dark if they're going to that kind of an extreme situation here. All right, moving right along, a couple of articles appeared today regarding the follow-up on the anthrax letters, and this is from all the way back in 2001. And it's been an ongoing saga here where basically scientists who continue to work with the samples of anthrax that were found in those letters have found a marker chemical which was simply not found anywhere in the environments of the last official suspect, Bruce Ivins. Now, the situation here, first of all, there are four suspects in the anthrax letters, three official ones, Stephen Hatfill, Dr. Ayad Assad, and Dr. Bruce Ivins, and a fourth suspect I'll be getting to here in just a little tiny bit. But even if you think it's one of those three official suspects, the fact that those letters that contain the anthrax from Fort Detrick, we got to take a station break. When we come back, we're going to finish up on the anthrax situation. We'll be right back.
Next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years.